until next time, subscribe via iTunes. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Voicemail line for you, that's 206-660-GOD. Is it, oh God, my baby can't talk to you right now as she is entombed in concrete. 206-666-4463. DistortedView.com is our official website. Email me, show@distortedview.com. That's all the time we have on today's edition of Distorted View. Thank you very much for all the messages. This guy is talking about the song that we played on our 300th episode. We played it once before. It's a song that a guy named Ty did for the show. If you haven't heard it, tune into the 300th episode. It's great.
Hey, Tim. Happy 300th. I'm going to say this. How many podcasts out there do you know of where the listeners actually write songs for the song?
Right.
Huh?
That's...
How many
true.
Podcasts are there?
Not many.
Probably none.
None?
Yeah.
Not many to none. Let's do a voicemail now. Thank you very much, Kevin. Yeah, it seems like you guys really enjoyed the video cast, the majority of you anyway. So, I'll definitely do some more for you. He says, you nailed the PBS voice when you said funding for Macaroon Avenue is provided by funding for Macaroon Avenue. I know that voice. It's pretty funny. Oh man, this was the funniest thing ever. The voiceover was kind of weird though. Keep doing more. Let's do an email now. Kevin writes in. That's very cool. Thank you very much, White Sword. We finally got period porn on DVD. Rock on! What do I find in my P.O. box today? That's right, period porn. White Sword of White Sword TV really came through. Remember when I was fascinated with period porn a couple weeks ago, and I was determined to find videos of, like, bloody tampons and stuff? First up, alrighty. Let's do some emails and get the hell out of here. That is your distorted news for Saturday, April 1st, 2006. So there you go. Mace's co-worker, William E. Vanilla, 20, pleaded no contest to culpable negligence for provoking the prank and was sentenced to 6 months probation. Mason was taken into custody after the short hearing before Circuit Judge James R. Clayton and will be sentenced later, but his attorney said he's hopeful his client will receive less than a year in the county jail. What's interesting about Mountain Dew, you know I love cola products, I love the history of caffeinated beverages, it's just one of my weird things, but Mountain Dew went through a phase of rebranding, and I don't know what it was, 80s or 90s or something, but prior to that, it was really a hit among rednecks. I mean, Mountain Dew was huge in the South, so much so that if you look at an old Mountain Dew glass bottle, there used to be like a little cartoon image of two hillbillies like sitting on a porch or something. It's true. Go on eBay and look for old Mountain Dew bottles and you'll see that. So, I don't know. Hey, a little bit of trivia for you today. Not that funny, but people only drink Mountain Dew if they're into water sports. It's the official drink of piss fetishists worldwide. Ting! They should really start marketing Mountain Dew to, like, pee freaks or something, right? And I'm not knocking it. I know there's a lot of today's youth who enjoys Mountain Dew because it's so extreme. It's an extreme soda. Do the Dew! The man who confessed to urinating in a soda that was later sold to an unsuspecting customer pleaded no contest to his felony charges today. Anthony R. Mesa, 21, admitted to tampering with a consumer product, a first-degree felony punishable by up to 30 years in prison. Get this, Mesa was working at a Pix convenience store in Deltona, Arkansas. I don't know, I have no clue where it's at. When he pulled the prank and urinated into a Mountain Dew. A Mountain Dew. If I pissed in a cup of Mountain Dew and handed it to you, and you took a swig of it, you couldn't tell. Mountain Dew tastes like piss to begin with. A convenience store clerk pissed in a soda. That doesn't surprise me. Final story I have for you today. So there you go. Finishing up here, prosecutors said Arsberger told investigators she killed the infants out of despair over her inability to pay the bills. I want to kill some babies, I can't pay my bills. And out of fear that having children might drive away Jenser, a carpenter and her partner of 8 years. It's all for being named Distorted Views Mother of the Week. You'll receive a year's supply of Concrete King brand fast drying concrete, the only concrete trusted by the Norwegian government. You'll also receive Arm & Hammer baking soda. Have that stale stench of dead infants in your refrigerator? Arm & Hammer helps deodorize nasty fetus smells. You've just been named...
The Distorted View's Mother of the Week.
For killing your babies and freezing them or burying them in concrete. So, the story broke when a neighbor living in the apartment block went down to the basement to get some ice cream for his children and found two of the tiny bodies beneath frozen meat and vegetables. Dun dun dun. Drama. Multiple homicides are rare in Austria, where the case had many spellbound for months. Austria has no death penalty, and the minimum sentence for homicide is 10 years. Before the jury returned the verdict, state attorney Johannes Winkhofer, urged the court to deliver a stiff sentence. She is a murderer. She killed four babies in a brutal and gruesome fashion. Johannes, actually. Not Johannes. Prosecutors have charged the woman with killing five infants based on testimony from neighbors who said they saw five pregnancies. But a fifth body was never found. Autopsies indicated that the two infants found in the freezer were still alive when put inside. Wrapped in plastic bags. Tests could not be performed on the two newborns whose remains were sealed in concrete because they had deteriorated too much. The two were charged in June after police found the bodies of two newborns in a basement freezer shared by residents of an apartment complex. Arsberger had been tried on five counts, but pleaded guilty to killing only four of her babies. Well, that's okay then, just four. An expert said they could not rule out that one might have been stillborn. A court in the southern city of Graz, where the four tiny bodies were discovered in rapid succession last summer, convicted Gertrude Arsberger, 33, of three counts of murder. A woman who stuffed two of her infants into a freezer and entombed two more in concrete-filled buckets was convicted of murder and sentenced to life in prison on Friday. An Austrian kills four infants in bizarre and fucked-up ways. Excellent. Alright, next up. Alrighty. You can't beat a good molestation story. Quote, there are definitely oddities to this case, Harrington said. I hope we never have to investigate anything like this again. The boy told his 11-year-old sister that Qualls did, quote, bad things to him, detective said. An anonymous tip led investigators to the neighbor and mother. The sexual assault happened the first 2 weeks of February, Lieutenant Jeffrey Harrington said. The 30-year-old unemployed mother was charged Tuesday with capital sexual battery and child abuse. The neighbor, Nicholas Qualls, 48, had been charged with capital sexual battery. Both are being held without bail. A mother confronted a neighbor who allegedly raped her 7-year-old son and threatened to call police. But instead, after a short discussion, decided to accept money to let the man molest her son again, said authorities. Look, I am all for against molestation and, you know, rape and everything. But $600? You are giving away your son too cheap. Bitch, you could make so much you could make crazy money pimping out your child. Come on, at least a couple G's. Seriously. Police say that a mom accepted $600 to let a man molest her son. First story we have for you today. Alrighty. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Enough of this bullshit. Of course, a link to it is on our website. Make sure to check out eBay for our Distorted View advertising auction. I figure, what the hell? I've got a semi-large fan base, solid downloads. We'll see what happens. So, like I've discussed before, it would be like the Heinz Ketchup Distorted View podcast. It would be a totally branded 2 week or 4 week advertising period. There would be a short probably recorded commercial, maybe an ad lib type spot that I would read, and then on the website there would be stuff too. I'm bound and determined to get advertisers. I've seen other podcasts do this before with varying degrees of success. Oh, the other thing that I wanted to mention today was I'm setting up an eBay auction for Distorted View advertising. Now, this is going to be like something totally different than the ClickGrid because I'm going to try to get top dollar for this. What else? That audio never gets old. I could listen to it all day. It's too entertaining.
Oh, fuck me! Do it! Do it! Oh, God! Fuck! Fuck it! Fuck it!
So here's a little bit of fisting porn for you. It's a Distorted View classic at this point. A couple people were wondering about the fisting porn that we used to play. They wanted to hear that again. I have some audio for you, and we haven't played this for a while, so if you're semi-new to the program, get ready for a treat. What do we got for you today? You'll never have to deal with that here. The whole idea is just too gimmicky. Who is unfamiliar with what happens on April 1st, right? Everyone knows it's April Fool's Day, so it pisses me off when I, you know, watch television shows or listen to radio programs or podcasts or whatever that try to do something crazy and kooky for, you know, April Fool's Day. It's stupid. I don't ever do anything weird on the show for April Fool's Day or whatever. I guess the big news is that today's April 1st, April Fool's Day. Hope you guys are having a great Saturday. I know I sure am. Thank you so much for joining us on a special Saturday edition of Distorted View Daily. This is the Distorted View Show. I'm Tim Henson. Hey, freaks!
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
It's all coming up right here, right now, on the Distorted View Show. And pimping out your toddlers, concrete babies, who pissed in my soda? Coming up on the show today. Hey, freaks, it's Saturday, April 1st, 2006.
Happy April Fool's Day. Hi, April Fool's Day. Happy April Fool's Day. Happy April Fool's Day.
Distorted View Daily proudly presents reversing audio of Tim Henson saying things backwards so they will hopefully make sense.